We will provide ready-to-eat food, canned food, and approximately 12 kilo per family per week. But for this, we need an additional 1.5 million contribution to procure 580 tons of food. With this money, we will be able to provide food assistance to 125,000 people for 3 months.
The United Nations agency that provides assistance to Palestinians, UNRWA, had said most of these people are on the move. They don't know where they are. How is WFP going to assist people who are on the move and they don't have fixed places there?
We know that in recent days, Palestinian refugees and thousands of displaced Syrians have taken refuge in the camp, and then they fled due to the escalation of violence. Many of them are now with relatives home. They are sheltered in mosques, in public shelters, in school, and they left the camp, it's true, carrying only their children with them. They are cold, they are terrified, and we will do our best to provide those people who have been located and identified in those public buildings and where they are with these ready-to-eat rations.
There is also the issue that the weather is getting worse for the Syrian refugees. What is the situation there now?
The situation is of concern, and the World Food Program is very concerned by the weather forecast for the next days. Between now and the 23rd of December, our meteorological expert foresee heavy snowfalls and between 25 and 50 centimeters of snow between Lebanon and Syria. And we are very worried for the refugees trying to cross into Lebanon. Snowfalls, rain, cold temperature, and also moderate winds. All this will be another burden for those poor people who have left everything and who are fleeing violence.